No, as I say, we were both born here. We, you know, and as all along here, I mean, all those shops along there were built by a black man, Raffin. And he used to have a Hudson Terraplane car. Right?
Yeah.
And he turned around and said, when I die, I want that car to go on my funeral, then crushed. Wow. I'll tell you what, the car was in immaculate condition. But in his coffin, he wanted to be buried in his bowls clothes, with his bowls in the coffin with him.
Because he was a great bowls.
True, this is true. Now, I mean, my brother tell you the same.
Yeah.
We're talking.
That looks like my granddad.
Could well be. There's the ferry, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the ferry.
So that is. Hang on a minute. We are. So what I'm thinking.
Yeah, all these were built by Raffin.
Raffin. I think it says R&C at the top on. Still at the top.
Down there was. That was Burnett's.
That's the what chemist. Is now, that's now Lloyd's.
Now Lloyd's. Yeah. Next door is the bank. I don't know what that was, but coming from the other end is Knightley's. Because Knightley's a sweet shop and knew that. Next to that was Claxton's, was a little grocery shop, and they did milk. Because my brother used to deliver milk up Kensal Road when it was unmade. Mm-hmm. Then you had Ward's, hairdressers, Mr. and Mrs. Ward. I can't think.
The post office was
post
still
office
there.
Was there.
Yes,
which is shut down now. Which is a restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or something along.
Oh, the other side was where Barkins is. There's always a fish shop there. Mm-hmm.
Cockshaws.
Knots.
Old Mother Knots.
Yeah, you said grocery.
Yeah, Mrs. Knots. She was always lived there on her own.
Yeah.
Had a little shop there with all the groceries.
Yeah.
And Cockshaws, wasn't it, the fish?
Cockshaws, yeah. Cockshaws, you lived up the end of...
I don't know where we lived.
Smear's driveway, somewhere around there. Yeah.
I know his Cockshaws was the fish shop.
Yeah.
And on the corner where it was Croisette's, the television.
No, Croisette's was up there,
was up the other end.
Used to
where
the
that
television.
Fish shop is now.
Yeah.
What shop, sir?
It's where the fish and chip shop is. Croisette's. Croisette's is on the other side of the road as well.
Yes, right. He had a little shop over there as well, and then television broke, wasn't
it? And that used to be Pierce's garage.
Not long been dead.
Which is Benfleet Motors now. We used to be Pierce's garage.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Ray worked.
Mm.
Yeah.
A bit further up, we used to have the old sweep.
Yeah. Chimney Sweep was along further along there.
Yeah. The Chimney Sweep had a shop?
No,
he had a little bungalow, didn't he, there? Oh, I can't remember his name.
The pink building, mm-hmm. but near there.
Yeah, a bit further up where the... it's not the salt there's box. A little shop.
There's a shop there.
Shop along there, isn't there?
I know. It used to be a hairdresser there as well.
It was this side of it. And he had a little bungalow there, and he used to often stand out at the front gate talk to people as we went by, because he was our local chimney sweep bloke.
Yeah.
See, I can't remember. Dean.
That's it.
Dean's the chimney sweep.
Yeah.
Saltbox Cottage, which is that little shop further on, which is does the... Now one side's a hairdresser's, the
other
side's
a little bit of an antique shop
there.
Do you know anything about that at all?
No. I can't think.
I'd like to go back to that picture you thought might have been your grandfather.
Ferry. Yeah, because I didn't see it the first time I come through it, but I saw it on the way back.
We were getting near it, because my dad used to have a drive one of them as well.
Oh, right, the buses.
Yeah.
So you think the gentleman with the pole?
Yeah, with the cap on and the pole. It looks much like my granddad with his hat on.
It would be consistent with the period.
Hmm.
With the thing there. Wow. Actually got a name there.
Yeah, that's Jesse Cripps.
Jesse Cripps, yeah. And so there's another picture of that. Similar
on the
to
wall.
That. In the wall. At,
in the home, really.
Yeah, in the home. Because that home used to be a club.
Oh,
Then it turned into Glanville's factory.
Well, I've done my first job when I went out to work.
And then it turned into a home. Because at the back of that used to be a tennis club. And Norman Chisman used to run the tennis club. Because I used to walk through a gate and get home and play tennis.
Well, my dad's sisters worked in that factory, so I naturally enough followed them in there and went in there. That's where I started my working life.
And what did they make?
That was military uniforms. Of the Army, Navy, Air Force and all that, Glanfields.
Right, because there's another military place at the top of...
That's Hobson. Right, at the top of... But yeah, that's what that used to be in
that's
there.
That's where the police station used to be.
Looking at that one. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's the police house, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's that? Cemetery Corner?
Cemetery Corner.
Yeah, well, I lived on that estate, Cemetery Corner estate, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's where I was brought up.
And you see. What did you do when you sort of... what's now called teenagers, what would have been your entertainment here? The cinemas,
well,
clubs,
behind
this
was the cadet club.
Yeah,
you had a cadet club,
cadets,
didn't you?
But school used to have a youth club.
That's the South Benfleet school.
Yeah, the little one there.
Yeah.
And then in the, what's now Richmond Park, we used to play football over there and cricket over there. Had the other cinema. Mm-hmm. Which is...
Tarpots had a dance hall.
Tarpots had a dance hall.
Whereabouts at
Tarpons? You know where
Carp
is?
Banks,
There. Along that bit there, along there.
Can you remember any of the bands or anything that you used to play, or what type of music was played?
No. I never used to go. I mean, I got two left feet, so.
I didn't go dancing.
I was more playing football.
As I say,
and cricket.
I was more of a street urchin in them days. Yeah. I was out on the streets, around the fields, anything, you know, which you can't do now, can you?
Mm-hmm.
But we did have a lovely freedom area around here. We was free, what you call literally free around here. As I say, it's so built up now to what it was when we was kids.
But the youth club at Benfleet, that school there, was a good youth club. Really was a good youth club. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Wallace used to run it. And they lived up Church Road, up top of Church Road to going towards Rally Weir, road on the left-hand side. Was it Borrowdale? No, not Borrowdale, Grassmere? One of them.
Up there.
Yeah. That's where I lived up there. They used to run it and they were good.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, that could have been my dad as well.
This one here. It's difficult to say. It's the best definition we've got.
The answer to that is yes.
Oh, right. Did you play in the creek as a child?
Yeah, well, we used to go over there in school summer holidays before the tide come in. Mm. And we used to go on the canvey. Right, walk across the creek onto Canby, and we had to wait till the tide come in
before we had to get back.
Clean. That's true. But that was more down like Jotman's Lane. Because down there used to be the old magazines storing the old gunpowder.
Right, this is the Victorian ones or. You can't really say.
No. We just knew it as the...
But this had been pre-World War II.
Oh, yeah. Now, we used to go... That's where we used to go, down there. We used to go to walk across the mud, get the other side. We had to wait till the tide comes in. When we come back again, wait till the tide comes in, get cleaned up before we come home.
Another couple here.